Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Continuous Discovery Habits by Teresa Torres is a practical guide for product teams that want to reduce risk, move faster, and build products that reliably deliver customer value and business value. Instead of treating discovery as a phase that happens before delivery, the book argues for an ongoing discipline that runs in parallel with development. Torres focuses on the day-to-day behaviors that make continuous discovery possible, including weekly touchpoints with customers, tighter collaboration between product, design, and engineering, and decision-making anchored in clear outcomes. The book is widely recognized in modern product management circles for turning abstract ideas like customer centricity into concrete routines that can fit into real team constraints. It also addresses common organizational friction, such as stakeholder pressure for roadmaps, reliance on opinions over evidence, and the tendency to jump from a problem straight to a favorite solution. Readers can expect actionable frameworks, meeting cadences, and mindsets that help teams learn continuously and ship with confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, make discovery continuous, not a one-time gate. A central idea of the book is that discovery should be an ongoing activity that happens every week, not a special project that delays delivery. This shift changes the team posture from proving a plan to learning what works. Instead of betting months of engineering time on a single solution, teams create a steady stream of evidence that informs what to build next. The book popularizes the practice of weekly customer touchpoints, where the team maintains a regular cadence of interviews, usability sessions, or live observation. Over time, these touchpoints become a habit that compounds learning and reduces surprises. Continuous discovery also reframes planning. Roadmaps become more flexible because the team expects to learn and adapt. That does not mean abandoning strategy, but connecting strategy to measurable outcomes and then continuously exploring options to reach them. The book highlights how continuous discovery helps teams avoid the trap of building busy work features, because each decision is grounded in current customer context. It also supports faster iteration by identifying weak ideas early, before they become expensive. For organizations used to large upfront requirements, this topic provides a pathway to evolve without chaos by adopting lightweight routines that integrate with delivery work. Secondly, build a strong product trio and shared decision-making. Torres emphasizes that discovery is most effective when product managers, designers, and engineers collaborate closely as a product trio. Rather than separating responsibilities into handoffs, the trio jointly explores problems, interprets evidence, and shapes solutions. This collaboration improves speed and quality because feasibility, usability, and viability are considered together. Engineers contribute early insights about constraints and opportunities. Designers help frame research and synthesize behavior, and product leads connect learning to outcomes and trade-offs. The book discusses how shared understanding reduces rework because the team is not relying on secondhand summaries or assumptions. A critical element is involving the right stakeholders without letting stakeholder opinions replace customer evidence. The trio model helps teams navigate those dynamics by presenting decisions as the result of a clear learning process. The topic also covers how to operationalize collaboration, inviting engineering into customer sessions, conducting synthesis together, and using structured decision tools to align on what to test next. Teams that struggle with internal disagreement can benefit because the trio creates a common language and a habit of making decisions based on evidence. Over time, this shared practice improves morale and autonomy, since the team becomes confident in why they are building something, not just what they are building. Thirdly, anchor work on outcomes and opportunity spaces. Another major contribution is the focus on outcomes as the anchor for discovery. Instead of starting with feature requests, the team starts with the business and customer outcomes it needs to achieve, such as improving activation, retention, conversion, or task success. From there, the team explores an opportunity space, a structured view of customer needs, pain points, desires, and constraints that represent potential areas for impact. The idea is to create a map of opportunities and then choose where to invest based on evidence and expected value. This approach helps teams avoid chasing the loudest request and instead prioritize the problems that matter most. It also supports strategic alignment because opportunities can be connected to the company goals and metrics. The book is known for promoting tools that help teams visualize and evaluate opportunities, making it easier to communicate priorities to stakeholders. By working in opportunity spaces, teams expand their thinking beyond a single solution and consider multiple paths to an outcome. This increases the chance of finding a high-leverage approach. It also supports better sequencing, because the team can select opportunities that fit the current context, such as technical readiness, market timing, or user segment focus, while still moving toward the same outcome. Fourthly, generate multiple solutions and test assumptions quickly. Continuous discovery is not just about talking to customers, it is about systematically reducing uncertainty. The book pushes teams to generate multiple solution ideas for a chosen opportunity and then test the assumptions behind those ideas. This combats the common failure mode of falling in love with the first solution and investing heavily before learning if it will work. Instead, teams identify risks such as whether users will value the change, whether they can understand it, whether it fits into their workflow, and whether the business model supports it. The emphasis is on small, fast tests that produce reliable signals. These might include prototype usability sessions, concept tests, concierge experiments, technical spikes, or lightweight market validation. The point is not to run academic research, but to learn enough to make a better decision before committing to full build. This topic also highlights the importance of separating the decision to build from the decision to explore. Teams can explore several options in parallel and then converge based on evidence. Practically, this leads to better use of engineering time and fewer expensive reversals. It also encourages creativity because the team is rewarded for learning and experimentation, not just shipping. The result is a more resilient product process that can adapt when assumptions fail, which they often do. Lastly, create habits and systems that scale in real organizations. A key strength of the book is its focus on habits, not heroic effort. Many teams know they should do discovery, but struggle to maintain it amid deadlines, stakeholder demands, and fragmented calendars. Torres addresses the operational side, setting a sustainable cadence, creating a research pipeline, recruiting customers regularly, and building lightweight documentation that keeps learning accessible. The goal is to embed discovery into the team rhythm so it becomes the default, even under pressure. The book also acknowledges organizational realities, such as leadership expectations for predictability and teams that are accustomed to receiving solutions rather than outcomes. It offers guidance for evolving from project-based delivery toward outcome-based work without needing an overnight transformation. This includes clarifying decision rights, using evidence to negotiate priorities, and communicating progress through learning as well as delivery. Another scaling element is improving the quality of insights over time. When a team talks to customers weekly, it becomes better at asking questions, spotting patterns, and avoiding confirmation bias. The habit creates a shared memory that helps new team members onboard faster. For product leaders, this topic provides a way to build a durable discovery culture that reduces waste, increases customer empathy, and strengthens the connection between strategy and what teams build each sprint. In conclusion, this book is best suited for product managers, product designers, engineers, and product leaders who want a repeatable way to make better product decisions. It is also valuable for founders and executives who feel their teams ship frequently but still struggle to move key metrics because it explains how to connect day-to-day work to outcomes through continuous learning. The benefit to a reader's life comes from replacing anxiety and guesswork with a clear practice, talk to customers regularly, frame work around outcomes, explore opportunities, test assumptions, and collaborate as a trio. These habits reduce the stress of high-stakes launches and help professionals build credibility through evidence-based decisions. Compared with similar product discovery books, Continuous Discovery Habits stands out for being operational. It does not just argue for customer centricity, it provides a cadence and set of routines that can fit into modern agile delivery. It also balances qualitative learning with business viability, making it useful beyond UX research audiences. If you want a practical system that helps your team learn faster than competitors and invest engineering time where it truly matters, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Teresa Torres, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.